Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. The New York City congressional delegation is now all in on impeachment. Staten Island's Max Rose came on board yesterday saying the president may be willing to violate the Constitution to get reelected, but he, Rose, will not shirk his duty and violate his oath. Let the grand experiment begin on 14th Street. Car drivers should look for another route to get access to move across town.
The bus and truck lanes are painted reddish brown. Well, maybe the city got a deal on the paint, but the message is clear. Cars and cabs must steer clear. So, Mr. Taxi Driver?
It's not good.
Why?
Because of the traffic, you know. You have to go around with a passenger, go around, around, around. It's not good.
And Callie, the cabbie, is completely confused.
Oh, that's terrible, because I don't understand how for those people take the street, this big street that cabs should be on to riding people all around, and then now I heard, like, bus and truck only. I don't understand.
The plan, Callie, is to get the slow pokey M14 bus up to speed. John Montone, 1010 Winds on 14th Street.
The city will use $16 million in private money to help open some new and restructured public schools. The money comes from the XQ Institute, backed by Laureen Powell Jobs, the widow of Apple's Steve Jobs, and the Robin Hood Philanthropy. This isn't the first time Mayor de Blasio has accepted private money for education initiatives. In 2015, the eyeglass company Warby Parker provided free eye exams and glasses for students in low-income neighborhoods. The city also received funding from Robin Hood and large family foundations that year to support expansion of its computer science programs. Another parent caught up in the college admissions cheating scandal is due for sentencing today. 53-year-old Gordon Kaplan of Greenwich, Connecticut, pleaded guilty to fraud and conspiracy. He was accused of paying an admissions consultant $75,000 to rig his daughter's ACT exam. Authorities say his daughter did not know. Kaplan is the former co-chairman of the global law firm Wilkie Farr and Gallagher. A wake will be held today in Monroe, New York, for NYPD officer Brian Mulkeen. He was shot by friendly fire last weekend while trying to arrest an armed man. He wanted to question about gang activity. A funeral mass is scheduled for 11 tomorrow morning at Sacred Heart Church in Monroe. The NTSB is now looking into what led a World War II-era B-17 to crash at Bradley Airport near Hartford yesterday. Seven people were killed. Correspondent Whit Johnson reports.
The NTSB has a go team on the ground right now. They expect to be here for 7 to 10 days looking into this deadly crash. The B-17 was only in the air for about 5 minutes before something went horribly wrong.
Two people killed in the crash have now been identified. 60-year-old Gary Mazzone of East Windsor, a former police officer, and 59-year-old Robert Riddell of East Granby, an insurance analyst. The B-17 was at Bradley Airport all week for display and air tours. A synagogue in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, was vandalized over Rosh Hashanah this week, and police have come up with some surveillance video of the crime.
The Rivnit Synagogue targeted Monday afternoon four kids, at least two girls among them, first used milk crate to try and smash the windows in the synagogue, finishing up the act of hate by using some type of metal object to smash it again. I just showed the surveillance video of this. to these two women passing by this morning.
I'm shocked because, you know, I walk this route to and from my bus stop, so it's usually quiet. You don't hear about things like this.
Yeah, we're very upset also. We're very upset also. This is, you know, something we haven't seen in quite a long time.
Now, in response to this, in a statement, the governor saying he's disgusted and enraged by it. Mayor de Blasio on Twitter saying those responsible will be found. Cops here in the 90th precinct working the case. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, Throop Avenue in Williamsburg.
In a new Siena College poll, 65% of New Yorkers say the nation is more partisan and politically divided than ever. One-third of New Yorkers say that there's been a time over the last year when their opinion of a person in their social network changed due to finding that person had opposite views on a political issue. By 44-21%, New Yorkers think that 24/7 news coverage contributes more to unhealthy rather than healthy levels of civic involvement and debate. Fox News is seen more unfavorably than either CNN or MSNBC. 60% of all New Yorkers, 79% of Democrats, 30% of Republicans think that the manner in which President Trump acts contributes to unhealthy levels of political partisanship. A former employee of Robert De Niro has accused the actor of subjecting her to, quote, gratuitous, unwanted physical contact. She's filed a lawsuit in Manhattan federal court. The allegations by Chase Robinson come after De Niro's company, Canal Productions, accused her of running up thousands of dollars in expenses and binge-watching Netflix during work hours. De Niro's lawyer did not immediately respond to the countersuit.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.